Kempire is brought to you by
Boston. You're up next. The Kempire After Dark live show is coming to Boston on May 30th. Have you gotten your tickets yet? Well, Nashville, we're also coming to you in July, July 11th, and then July 12th, we will be in Atlanta. And after that, in August, we will be coming through to Seattle. We're bringing our live show of Hot Topics, Real Housewives, Vanderpump Rules, Married to Medicine, and so much more to a city near you. And I know you all have been asking, when are you coming to my city? We are waiting to confirm some of those dates as well. So stay locked. Make sure you're following us so you can get updates. Make sure you subscribe to the podcast as well, because we will definitely be updating you here about the Kempire After Dark live tour. Be sure to check out the description for more details on our live tour stops coming up soon.
You're listening to Kempire on the Kempire Radio Network.
Guys, welcome back to our weekly recap of Vanderpump Rules. I'm telling, because you know I'm very transparent, I almost did not do this recap because you guys told me during Tuesday Takeover that this episode of Vanderpump Rules was going to be 2 hours. Then I figured out that the second hour was going to be the premiere of The Valley. However, because Bravo is sneaky, they wanted to make sure that The Valley is successful by connecting it into one episode. So very much like what we got for The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills and that special episode that they did for the pilot for Vanderpump Rules. When you think about it, Real Housewives of Beverly Hills now has two spinoffs, and it might have had more than that. Let's talk about successful, because if they're not around today and they haven't been around multiple seasons, then they really weren't successful. But look at the multiple spinoffs, because we know Atlanta's had multiple spinoffs, but none of those are still around. But this is Vanderpump Rules is still around. Now The Valley. I told you based off the trailer that I saw for The Valley, I was like, this doesn't look half bad. I watched the episode. I'll talk about it. I watched it and I kind of was doing multitasking, but I was still keeping my eyes and my ears to the screen like, how am I feeling about this? How are you feeling about this? How are you feeling about the season of Vanderpump Rules? I have thoughts because apparently the reunion was filmed and we're only on episode 7. Oh, okay. Welcome back to the Kempire Channel, your number one source for pop culture news and music, entertainment, reality TV, and so much more. As always, be sure to like this video, subscribe to the channel, and hit that notification bell so you never miss out on breaking news when we go live or when we upload. Don't forget, you can also take our audio format, the Kempire Podcast, on the go by downloading it on Apple Podcasts or on Spotify. While you're there, don't forget to give us a 5-star rating. However, we're not going to give Vanderpump Rules a 5-star rating for season 11. It hasn't been good, and I told you guys last week, I can't promise you that I'll make it through this entire season and keep recapping it. More than half of you guys aren't showing up for the recaps, which says to me you're not interested in what I have to say about it, you're not interested in the season, and I have to say, I'm not that interested in the season. And look, even before we started recapping it before Scandaball, a lot of people were already falling out of love with Vanderpump Rules. A lot of you are saying they've outgrown them. They've outgrown the show. They don't even work at these restaurants anymore. And there was talk of a Valley-esque type show a couple of seasons ago. Now that's coming to fruition because of Scandaval. Vanderpump Rules, although we are not feeling it, our community is not feeling it, people are still watching. The ratings are still rating for the show. But the season, I don't know. I don't know if Bravo feels the same way, because it's interesting the timing of the reunion, because I didn't even realize that they were having the reunion until they released the seating chart. And I was like, we're doing the reunion already? So they released the seating chart this week. Nothing special. Like, the seating charts are really for Housewives shows. No one cares about it for other shows. We don't care about it for Summer House. We don't care about it for Vanderpump Rules. It's the same seating chart basically from last year, except they've added Brock and they removed Raquel. All right. Speaking of Raquel, Tom Sandoval, during this episode, I didn't take notes, so I'm just going to jump around. Bear with me. In part of the episode, he is crying in the closet. Come on. I can relate. He's crying in the closet because he sees these old pictures of Raquel. He's been journaling because Raquel has been journaling. I'm not sure how I feel, if I feel like this is genuine from Tom. Tom is he is one to watch. Like, I could not seriously be friends with Tom Sandoval. And I know I said this yesterday about Simon Gobadia, but I know I really mean it about Tom Sandoval. And kind of, I'm backtracking a little bit because, you know, I twerk on a fence religiously on what Ariana was saying to Sheena about her relationship with Tom. She's like, you better be careful. Remember how I was saying how Ariana was sort of like manipulating Sheena, trying to make it more about Sheena versus how Ariana feels? I still feel that way, but I am a little worried for Sheena because she is easily manipulated. And I do think that Tom is manipulative. I do believe that Tom is a textbook narcissist. They throw that word around, but no, I see it in Tom. And I wonder if Tom missing Raquel was because Raquel took her power back and said, I'm not going to be your plaything. I played this game with you, and she literally has said no to him. And he's not used to that. He's used to people like Kristen and Ariana sticking by him despite their issues for years. He was with Kristen for years. He was with Ariana for years. So I don't think Tom is used to someone saying no to him, is used to someone that he thought he was manipulating. He probably thought he found himself a new Ariana, and he expected that they would ride off into the sunset for Vanderpump Rules and they would become the new it couple, maybe even alienating Ariana. Remember, Ariana said that last week, that she felt like he's going to use Sheena to be his way back into the group and then alienate her out of the group. She said that for a reason, probably because she saw him do it before. But she was the girlfriend. She was the one he was moving her in. And then, you know, shortly thereafter, Kristen was gone. Right, for rightful reasons. rightful reasons, okay? But even when she was still there, she sort of it wasn't the same in regards to her place on the show. This has all come from watching the old episodes. So he's in the closet crying. Woo, 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 Tom. In the closet crying. My nose is itchy. Sorry, y'all. Allergies, maybe? I don't know. Anyways, let me take a sip. Yes, guys, we are still partners with Coldest. So if you've been wanting to get a little something from Coldest, and that could be a water bottle, sheets, they have things for your pets, head on over to coldest.com. But don't forget to use the discount code KEMPIRE10 for 10% off of your order. You know, I always have my Coldest water bottle in here, despite me having so many other water bottles. Anyways, so Tom is upset about Raquel. He's still, you know, trying to move forward. At the top of this episode, you see, again, anytime Tom has a party this season, it feels like paid actors were brought in. I know that they're living under the same roof, Ariana and Tom. So it's still very uncomfortable and weird. But anytime that happens, she decides, I'm going to leave. She walks out when he's having this party. She's not going to be involved. They're still cohabitating. I think they're still cohabitating literally right now. I don't know what that is. They just need to separate their lives. But clearly, it's not that easy. Anyways, I say all that to say, so Tom has this party and leaves the place a mess. Poor Anna is trying to clean up after him. I guess it's part of her job. So the next day, we see Ariana and I think Katie or Sheena was there. And you see on the side, you see Anna just moving a mop. And I was like, there's just something very comical about this picture right here. Speaking of Sheena, so Sheena, look, although I feel for Sheena in a lot of ways, you know, her storyline this season, she doesn't want to leave her daughter Summer Moon with anyone. She's having separation anxiety. Brock wants to be able to go out and do things. He's very frustrated with that. But also what's going on with Sheena is that she wants to be able to navigate some sort of friendship with Tom because of their history. But she knows if she does that, not only will Ariana turn on her, but the team Ariana stands are going to turn on her as well. She already got a glimpse of that in the last couple of episodes after the Lake Tahoe trip. All right. So she does have a conversation with Ariana, and Ariana can see right through it. Ariana does seem very understanding in this moment, and that might be because of things that are playing out. She's hearing from Lala. She had a conversation with LVP the day before this conversation with Sheena, and Sheena clearly is upset, more upset probably, about Ariana getting the Dancing with the Stars versus her getting the Dancing with the Stars. She said it seemed like maybe this was a year that she was going to get Dancing with the Stars. Oh, please. Here's the thing, though, Sheena. Now, if you get it next year, is it going to matter to you that maybe it's like a sympathy get? It probably for her. She's such a pick me. She doesn't care. She doesn't care. She's like, yes, it doesn't matter to me. I got it. Finally, vote for me. But in the conversation that LVP has with Ariana, she's, you know, Sheena apparently was upset that she had to find out about her being on Dancing with the Stars with everyone else. And Ariana's response to LVP, but not to Sheena, she's just like, what does she want me to do? Break my NDA? I mean, they both have been making a little snarky remarks, not in front of each other. Last week, Sheena made a snarky remark about Ariana being her backup dancer. Now all of a sudden she's, you know, front and center. There is definitely jealousy. I'm not surprised because I remind you guys every week that these folks went to LA trying to be actors and models, and they ended up on reality television. Nothing wrong with that, because if they're smart, they'll spin this into something long term. And that's what they're trying to do. But even up until like the pandemic, Sheena was talking about how broke she was and how Tom came in and gave her a few thousand dollars to kind of keep her afloat. So they all are having these struggles. And you guys of all folks should really want the reality TV reckoning to happen. And when I say reality TV reckoning, I'm not just talking about, you know, what Bethany was talking about. We're also talking about residuals, because can you imagine the residuals this cast would have received after Scandoval? Those checks in regards to royalties, the episodes rewatched, streamed, can you imagine? I mean, first of all, the streaming checks wouldn't be that great, but it's still better than receiving nothing. It's still better than receiving nothing. Just saying. I mean, it would have been great for Scandoval just because of the amount of people that are watching, but I mean, look, I don't know what those residuals are looking like for other folks. That's part of the reason why we had the actor strike, was because of, you know, the amount of coins that actors get for streaming and things like that. So I say all that to say, how do we get to that conversation? Because anything's more interesting than talking about what actually happened in the episode. So Ariana and Sheena have their own conversation, and Sheena wants to make it seem, she's like, well, what if in a few years Tom does the work, has gotten it together, would it be okay to be friends with him? Basically, is what she's saying. And Ariana sees right through it. She sees that Sheena wants to be friends with Tom. Sheena, I wish you would just get a backbone. I wish you would just get a backbone, but I think you're so obsessed with what other people think. Again, why people have called you a pick me since season one. And of course, you're obsessed with what the social media world thinks about who you want to be friends with. But honestly, I wouldn't blame you if you decided not to be friends with Tom. Because Tom, just the way that, even still, he doesn't take full accountability. He still doesn't believe what he did was malicious. You may have not had malicious intent, but what you did turned out to be malicious and hurtful to the person that you were with. So every time he says, oh, I didn't have malicious intent, but you guys intentionally did what you did. No. Everything in that situation, both on their side and on your side, was malicious. Because you were cheating for months with someone that was smiling in Ariana's face and acting like Ariana's best friend. That is just foul. just foul on all kinds of levels. But a lot of you will say, this is what they do. They've been doing this since season one. Yeah, but now they're like 40. They've got to move on over to the valley.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
I don't know about that. I don't know if I want them going over there syncing up the place, because we got some new people, some new faces. I don't know any of their names, but that's fine. Okay. But we do get a little crossover. And that's how they work this episode. That's why it feels like it's a 2-hour episode of Vanderpump Rules, because Jax comes in to have a conversation with the guys. Schwartz brings him in because, oh, he needs someone that has been through the same thing. And this is how they segue Jax onto Vanderpump Rules to segue us into the valley. We'll get there. I don't know if we'll get there fully. No promises on that. Okay. She's not in the promo photo, but Allie, you really, girl, good for you, girl. Because the amount of times they've talked about Allie and her birth chart business, I know, first of all, I already knew she was booked up from last season. She's definitely booked up this season because, you know, everybody's watching. This is great promo for you, Allie. And honestly, of all the people on the show, Allie is probably the most likable and the most normal, the most put together, and probably the most talented. You guys heard her sing last week? Allie, get off of this show. Use the show for what you need, girl, because I don't think you need it after this. And get away from James Kennedy, because I don't understand how that works. Because even sometimes, I told you guys this before, every once in a while, she kind of looks at him like, you are such an idiot. What am I doing? But she's just too nice to say it. I still like Allie. You know who else I like, but I don't like her like Allie. Joe. I know the rest of the girls don't like Joe, but no, hear me out. She's comedy. Would I want to be friends with her? Maybe, for the comedy. So Joe, you know that there was allegedly Joe and Schwartz hooked up. Why am I saying allegedly? They admitted to hooking up. But Schwartz is not trying to jump into a relationship, okay? But this outing that they go on, it seems like a date. They seem like two peas in a pod. They seem like they are more aligned than he was with Katie. Katie brought balance to him, so I see how that works. But maybe in this next chapter of his life, he needs someone like Joe. Joe is interesting. Her confessional looks, she doesn't try hard. But she's comical. I can see how this relationship could work. Even if it's just friendship, I can see that these two, I know a lot of people are like, they're perfect for each other. Sometimes opposites work better for the most part because you bring a balance. But maybe they are opposites in a way. Intellectually, they seem aligned perfectly. Okay? So Allie is going to do a birth chart reading for Joe. Katie, of course, she's having issues. Katie and Lala had a conversation, and they made peace. Lala really is admitting her own fault. I don't think Lala was completely at fault in that conversation. But they come to a better place in regards to it. So good for them. Look, good for them. Anyways, I say all that to say, what else happened in this episode that I wanted to talk about? I got lost for a second. I was like, what else happened with Sheena? Sheena and Brock had their conversation. Schwartz segued what's his face onto the show. This hasn't been a great season. I watched The Valley. I'm watching The Valley and I'm thinking to myself, I remember why they got rid of Kristen, and Jax is not likable at all. Yes, he's now has kids, but that doesn't change who Jax is. We just talked about last week how the ladies were saying that there's still rumors about Jax cheating on Brittany. Are we surprised? Not at all. Jax shading Tom Sandoval, saying that he looked like he was 50 years old, you know, on social media. I mean, no lies were told, but you don't look much younger. You don't look much younger. You don't look much younger. Guys, if you had to rate this week's episode of Vanderpump Rules separately from 1 to 10, how would you rate it? And did you watch The Valley? I know we all said, I'm not watching that. Because it felt like, okay, you guys are just so thirsty. You wanted to create another show. But I saw the trailer and I said, maybe. And like I said, watching Vanderpump Rules, it was almost as if you had no choice. Because the episode just went clearly into The Valley. But we're introduced to new couples as well. Since this show, even before the show even aired, we found out one of the couples is heading for divorce, or literally are in the middle of a divorce. We found out that Jax and Brittany are separated. I'm like, okay. I couldn't even tell you what happened in this episode. to be honest with you, I could not sit here and even tell you what happened. I barely remember what happened in Vanderpump Rules because it wasn't even that interesting. It's the same hamster wheel of conversation over and over again. I will say this. Katie and Tom Sandoval did have a conversation. They did have a conversation, and Tom is never going to understand where Katie's coming from. I get where Katie's coming from. In a way, I definitely do. But her blind loyalty to Ariana is very convenient also. You know what I mean? But I get where she's coming from because she probably also blames Tom Sandoval. No, not probably. She blames Tom Sandoval partially for the downfall of her own marriage because Schwartz and Sandy was part of the reason that made her final decision to leave Schwartz. Sandoval's a part of Schwartz and Sandy, and he's always been there. He obviously has not been a good influence on Schwartz as well. So now getting rid of Tom Sandoval is technically getting rid of Schwartz as well. Because her being around Ariana, she doesn't want to be around Schwartz. She is because they share a dog. But other than that, she doesn't want to be around him either. And I don't know when we get into the fact that Schwartz and Katie are dating the same woman. Just let us know that you have nothing, the season producers. I'm trying to stay in there. I'm trying to do the hard fight. I'm doing the hard fight. But as I'm watching the episode, I'm like, it's the same thing. At one point, Ariana finally comes out with Katie, and Tom and the rest of the crew are all hanging out together, including Sheena and Lala. They're all there hanging out with Tom. Not specifically hanging out with Tom, but are in the same vicinity. And Katie and Ariana end up showing up. He's surprised. Why did we have to know that he needed to go take a poop? Like, and then, you know, I haven't forgotten Tom Sandoval, how people alleged that he has a funny smell. Look, I don't know. Some people said it's probably like all the cigarettes and things that he smokes. I never understood that either. For people that smoke, do you like smelling like a cigarette? I don't, that's not a pleasant smell. Like, I'm really big on like smelling good. So if you smell like cigarettes, that's not a good smell either. But anyway, I guess maybe to not to me, but to maybe to other people. Okay. I say all that to say, why do we have to know about you having to go take a poop? And he did not want to go past Ariana. But Ariana's just like, I know he's looking. I can feel his eyes buried into my head. And it was. And it was. But Ariana wanted to come out because she sees the writing on the wall. If she doesn't start coming out and hanging with the friends and trying to pull them back into her wheelhouse, she knows that eventually everyone's going to hang out with Tom because Tom is still out and about. He's still there. She's not. She's not. So we had that scene. We also had a scene where Ariana decided to host. She wanted to host and have her friends over, I guess, just to kind of one-up Tom and his party. But these are actually her real friends. Are we going to see Dan at all this season? I know we've seen clips of Dan, you know, her boyfriend. Not that I really want to see. I feel like this is such a new relationship. Why would you bring such a new relationship on a reality show? But I guess if everything was based off how I think, we would not have good television. Because the way that I roll, I wouldn't. But then y'all wouldn't have any content to watch and talk about. All right. I say all that to say, if I had to rate this week's episode of Vanderpump Rules, because I'm not, at least last week I had a lot to say. This week, I probably would rate it a 5. I didn't think it was a great episode, and I think partially because of how they decided to do this episode, where it was sort of like a transition for the Valley, which probably took away from the episode as well, because, again, this episode was just the rehashing of the same thing. It wasn't anything really new this week. It was Tom and Katie in their conversation, Lala and Katie in their conversation, Sheena and Ariana in their conversation. It's the same conversation about Tom Sandoval not being in the group. And if he is in the group, Ariana doesn't want anything to do with it. We've been talking about this since episode 1. We are now on episode, I think, 7. Like, where are we going? I mean, the light, fun energy that we get from Joe and Schwartz on their date was much needed. I will say, a part of watching The Valley, what I kind of thought was cute was seeing Sheena and Lala go hang out with Jax and these other parents. And I could see Lala and Sheena possibly going to The Valley, because now Lala is on this, you know, she just revealed that she's pregnant. She probably got a sperm donor, because she talked about that this season. Sheena already is in that world of, you know, she has a little one now. Do you see them rebooting Vanderpump Rules next season? What will happen to Ariana, Tom Sandoval, Schwartz? I mean, they don't have kids. Katie doesn't have kids. Do you see that they will stay? Maybe they'll keep certain people from Vanderpump Rules. I'm just thinking about this. I could see them rebooting Vanderpump Rules, and I know what you're thinking. Campfire, their ratings are stellar. Yeah, but the producers have to think in the future. Yes, the ratings are stellar, but they won't always be that way. We literally had warning signs in season 9. They didn't think that they were going to get past season 9. And then Scandoval happened in season 10. So I could see them doing some sort of reboot next season. But what would that look like? I can definitely see Lala and Sheena moving over to The Valley, because they have kids and Brock over there. Who knows? I can even see, what's her name? The one that does the lip balm. Look, the one that does the lip balm. I could see her, because she has kids now too. Maybe. Honestly, I can't promise you that I'm going to be watching The Valley either. I'm thinking about for you folks that still watch and that still need your Vanderpump Rules fix. For those that watched The Valley, did you enjoy it? Do you see it getting? I definitely think it might get a season 2. You know why? Just because off the back of Vanderpump Rules and those ratings. So I can definitely see it getting a season 2 just off the strength of Vanderpump Rules, because their influence, their ratings still have not waned. It's not the same as last season, but they're still not bad. They're still not bad. Look, I say all that to say, if I had to rate the Vanderpump Rules, I would give it a 5. The Valley, I'm going to be fair. I'm going to give them a 6.5. It wasn't a bad first episode. I'm not promising that I can watch episode 2. Maybe I'll watch it on Peacock where I won't have commercials. But we shall see. I'd much rather talk about the Traitors of UK. I wish we had a new season of Big Brother or Celebrity Big Brother. Like, I'm getting into my competition reality TV show bag. I'm not interested in any of these, like, showing your life series anymore, because no one's being honest or real. Or they're being honest and or too honest and talking about them going to poop. I don't know. Anyways, guys, if you haven't already, be sure to like the video. It's an easy and free way of supporting not just my channel, but other channels as well. Don't forget, you can also take us on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast. All right. And if you missed it yesterday, we did do our Tuesday takeover where we cover a variety. We cover so much. Speaking of the Traders UK, we talk about that. We talk about Below Deck. We talk about 90 Day Fiance. But we also talk about people like Bruno Mars. We talk about, you know, just some hot topics that we don't get to talk about anywhere else. We might have to go back to doing like Thirsty Thursdays where we just do more hot topics, because we're going to have a dry spell in regards to reality TV recaps, which is fine because I think I'm going to start getting into some of my real estate shows and things like that. So it gives me some time. Like, I'm looking forward to the break, to be honest. But then we'll be back at it when Real Housewives of New Jersey comes back and Real Housewives of Dubai. But don't worry. We still have, we have the season finale for RHOP. We have their three-part reunion. I'm sure it's going to be three parts. And we have Summer House Martha's Vineyard. So we still have some stuff to watch. And of course, we always have our Tuesday takeover. So stay locked for that. If you missed it yesterday, the timestamps have been posted. Go leave a comment. Go let us know your thoughts. And you can also take it on the go by downloading the Kempire podcast on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. All right, y'all. I'm going to wrap it up there because I could sit here and ramble and waste your time, but I'm not going to. That's what The Valley and Vanderpump Rules did to you last night. But if you would be so kind, be sure to like the video. Thank you to our King Scars, our channel members, and our subscribers. And for those of you that watch in the bushes, it's okay. Just like the video. We appreciate the support. Thank you all for being here. I will see you guys in the next one. Bye, y'all.
Thanks for tuning into Kempire here on the Kempire Radio Network. Don't forget to give us a 5-star rating on Apple Podcasts and on Spotify. For more details on Kempire Radio, head on over to kempireradio.com.